We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This song makes me think of the 80s and MTV. This is an iconic 80s song. On this day, I don't know if you saw it, but on this day in 1981, MTV launched. I saw that on a bunch of, you know, 80s and nostalgia websites that I, or Twitter accounts that I follow. That was a game changer. 81, you weren't born yet, right?
No.
81, when MTV launched, it was a game changer.
By the time I got old enough for MTV, it was foolishness TV. It wasn't music.
So it wasn't
anymore.
Music videos.
No, it was reality TV.
Man, when MTV started, I mean, it was so different. Now, there were shows like, or there were channels like The Box. You remember The Box?
You can call in.
It's a jukebox. It,
yeah.
It was a television jukebox. Was you that? Don't remember The Box, do you?
No, I've actually never even heard of it.
Yeah. On The Box, could you leave a message at the bottom?
But as it got later into into its tenure, but you literally would call, you know, it was down on a station in Miami and they had it all over the country, I guess. But you would call a 900 number, so it would charge you like 50 cents. And you would request the music video that you want to see. And maybe you'd see it an hour later, 2 hours later. Depends on how many people were watching The Box at that time.
Yep.
But man, when MTV launched, it was music videos. It was one music video after another. It was just so different. I'm telling you, because 81, so I was 12 years old. You'd sit there all day long, glued to it, because you never saw what artists looked like. By the way, before MTV, all musicians were ugly. They looked like the Allman Brothers. Like, yeah. If you don't know what the Allman Brothers look like, go look them up. Like, they honestly. And then with the advent of music videos, Duran Duran all of a sudden become real popular, and they were pretty boys. And, Flock of Seagulls with Iran. You know, they had these new wave 80s looks. But, yeah, before that, like in the 70s, like they looked like rock and roll, long hair, you know, grubby look. There were very few good-looking musicians, I don't think.
Was there a lot of music videos when you were younger? Like, did everybody come up with a video?
Yes. Now, MTV had a tight playlist. Like, it was, you know, the way radio stations are, and people complain about radio stations, oh, they only play, 45 songs, and they play them over and over. And obviously, all that stuff is research. You know, people always say, oh, I want to hear more songs. I want to hear deeper playlists. No, you don't. Because the moment you hear something that you don't recognize, you flip to another radio station.
Yep.
So it's a lie. It's an easy talking point, but it's a lie. But MTV had a very tight playlist. And then they started branching out into more and more stuff. And then I remember, like, the first, if I remember correctly, they used to do MTV News and stuff, but I think Remote Control was the first non-music video show, which was a game show hosted by Ken Ober. And that's where Adam Sandler got his start. It was Remote Control, and they had a Club MTV. It was like a American Bandstand type dance party. They had Yo MTV Raps. It was Fab Five Freddy at the beginning. And then it was Ed Lover and Dr. Dre took over from Fab Five Freddy. They were the hosts of it for a long time. They used to do a whole bunch. And then I don't think they play music videos now anymore. I know there's like MTV Classic or whatever I think I have on my cable system. But MTV, when that came out in 1981, man, oh my goodness. I could sit there and watch that for hours.
It's funny you talk about the hot list, because when I was traveling, and people think I'm crazy. My wife thinks I'm crazy. I'll go to FM radio and push scan and just go through the entire loop of radio stations.
Looking for a song you recognize.
Yes. And I don't care if I was in West Virginia, Minnesota, North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia. There was about five songs that I would hear every time I scanned the radio, because it's the ones people want to hear. The most popular is about, I would say it's about eight songs, and they're on a damn loop on every hip-hop station in the nation.
You know, people always say, I want to hear deeper playlists. They listen to a classic rock station. They go, oh, the only Zeppelin songs they play are Ramblin' and Stairway to Heaven, and I wish they'd play deeper cuts. And no, you don't. You don't. You wouldn't stop on them. You don't want to. Most of the time when you're listening to the radio, you want to hear music that's familiar to you. Unless, you know, it's the real popular artist of the day. So it's Drake. You want to hear what the new song is. But I remember when I interned at B96 in Chicago. This is back when I was in college. So it was like 88, 89. MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This. Now, B96 was what they call a flame-throwing top 40 station. We played MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This, every 45 minutes. Period. End of story. Like, the song was so popular, and people go, oh, you play the same songs over and over. Well, the truth of the matter is, now, it's a little bit different today with your iPhone and being able to listen to stuff on demand. But back in the day, you wanted to hear the hit songs. And so you waited for the radio station over and over to play them, which is what everyone did.
It's funny to hear you talk about your version of MTV, and I think Crowder might even agree with me on this. Like, I don't really recall going to MTV to watch music videos. I'd actually go to MTV2, funny enough, because that's where they played music videos growing up. Here's what I remember of MTV. Actually, my Mount Rushmore of MTV shows would be TRL, Next, Room Raiders, and Pimp My Ride with Exhibit. What a
silly
banger.
Crap. Honey Boo Boo and Silly Crap.
Well, Honey Boo Boo wasn't on MTV. Though. That was like TLC.
And
but it was
a Teen Mom.
It was Teen Mom, Road like, Rules, Real World. Yeah. Like, there are some iconic shows that MTV created.
And what's
as
going
well.
On? It's Teen Mom. Now the girls are 25 and they're still on Teen Mom with four kids. It's not a Teen Mom anymore. You're a grown ass woman.
Also, is that something to glorify?
I'm with you. You glorify. Now the girl has four babies by three different dudes because she thinks having babies gets her famous.
I was just going to say that. I kind of feel like if you do a show called Teen Mom and the person on it becomes famous, some people go, oh, that's my ticket.
That's my out.
Seems to be a little counterintuitive.
That was later, though. That was like maybe I'd say late 2010s, like 2007, 2008 when that became popular. But the early 2000s, like Teen Mom wasn't really a show yet. I'm thinking of like Boiling Points, like Next, Room Raiders. Like those were the really popular
shows. Oh, but you know
shows.
What? Like someone's texting in Beavis and Butthead. Right. Remember Liquid Television? That's where Beavis and Butthead came out. Like
Jackass.
That stuff. I mean, that stuff. I don't know if your Mount Rushmore is totally correct. It's just what you've seen on MTV?
No, it's just what I could recall, you know, growing up with watching when I'd get home every day from elementary school, fourth, fifth grade in 04, 05. It was TRL, then it was Next. Then it, like, Wild Boys. Like, that's just what I remember
Spring Break?
Watching.
Do you remember when they would cover Spring Break in Daytona Beach?
Yeah.
I mean, you never saw parties like that on television. Like, I'm telling you, MTV changed everything. I haven't watched MTV in a long time. I have aged out of that. So I don't even know what's on it anymore.
It was Panama City.
Panama City.
And then if you weren't that cool or rich, you went to Destin.
Destin.
And I was a Destin kid.
Yeah, Panama City was the party. Destin was going on. Somebody just texted in Cribs. MTV Cribs was a game changer as well.
Another one.
Like, ruined people's lives.
Well, it was another thing where you were like, why does this person want to show what's in their fridge to the world? Like, but then you start to look at it and you're like, there's no way this is what their house is like on a normal day.
No.
I like when they would answer the door and they'd be like, hey, Cribs is here today?
Wiping their eyes like they just woke up.
Man, I had no idea that you guys were coming today. And then you walk into the living room, they've got a four-piece orchestra just playing. Oh, I keep that orchestra here on the weekends. It just helps me relax a little bit.
Everybody made the same joke in their bedroom. This is where the action happens.
The magic.
The magic doesn't happen.
And then you go in the backyard, there's always a pool full of women.
Always a party going on. And it's a casual party that no one planned. Those are my guys. They hang out here sometimes.
They're on payroll?
I'm gonna learn their names later on. Anyway,
you know
happy,
how I feel about materialistic stuff, so I hated those shows.
Happy anniversary to MTV, launched today at 12:01 in 1981 with the video by the Buggles, which was Video Killed the Radio Star. It was a little tongue-in-cheek 80s song, Video Killed the Radio Star, which it actually did. All right, we're going to try to make some money in the next segment. You got pro football tonight. And I say pro football a little bit loosely because
they're professional.
They are professionals for the time
being.
For the time being.
Yeah.
For the time being. You've got preseason football tonight. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. He's been on fire with the CFL lately, by the way. And we almost hit a big long shot in the German Grand Prix last weekend with based on him,
team.
Sebastian Vettel and Charles Leclerc. So we're going to talk a little gambling with our friend Rob Pizzola when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.